Welcome to the Fanboy Factor Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood J-Man. With me is our resident comic book historian, Brian Isaacs. Brian, how's it going, man?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. So, we are recording this right after the first episode of Peggy Carter.
Yes, we're sacrificing seeing the second episode and the Ant-Man trailer.
Right.
I just want to say one thing to ABC. I can't stand this trend that all networks do.
What's that?
They set it up so it looks like it's a two-hour movie.
But it's just two episodes.
It's two freaking episodes. I can't stand that trend now anymore. They make it. I'm ranting.
Well, that's what we're here for. But I figured that instead of starting with Peggy Carter, which we'll get to,
right.
I figured we start with Ant-Man, even though we haven't seen the teaser trailer.
No, we've only
because
seen...
you and I, we've talked about Ant-Man a lot over since probably the beginning of the show, and how there's been very little Ant-Man news out there whatsoever.
Right.
And there's still not a lot of news, but there's a whole hell of a lot of promo all of a sudden.
Yeah, all of a sudden Friday comes out this, you know, the news that the trailer's going to be released with this. And they're really cute because they showed an ant-sized trailer. And I'm just like, I'm watching this and I'm waiting for the Rickroll, you know?
It was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. I think it's the biggest hole. After the mess that happened with the Avengers, I think this had to be the funniest damn thing. And I saw people try and blow it up, and they can't.
Yeah.
Because it gets too distorted and stuff. It's just like...
It's pretty clever.
It's funny. It's, like I said, as I'm watching this, I'm just waiting for the Rickroll. That's all I've got to say.
And then today, I think it was today,
It was yesterday where they showed a 10-second
teaser to the teaser.
Yeah, teaser to the teaser. Like, you saw Paul Rudd being kind of escorted out, and you saw a quick thing of somebody in a, I guess that's Janet. And you saw this mad scientist-looking guy from the back, which I'm assuming is Michael Douglas's pimp. Mm-hmm. So...
And then today they released a movie poster, which...
Oh, my God.
Every time I saw it, I'm thinking, what am I looking at? And then I realize it's him all the way at the bottom, or all the way in the middle, very tiny.
But that just sets the tone right there, because now we know it's going to be a comedy.
Yes.
And
but you're right, but to me there's a serious element to it.
Yeah, there is. I mean,
I know what you're saying, but... Because I think both of our impressions was that it was going to be sort of funny, but there's something, I don't know.
It was almost
a little ominous about it all.
Yeah, because, you know, first off, it was attached with Edgar Wright, who's known for action comedies.
Right.
So we all knew, you know, we all were expecting something along his type of stuff.
Right.
And then whatever happened, I don't know. I don't have the full details.
It never really came out, did they?
No, but, you know, obviously.
Creative differences.
Yeah, that's the best thing to say. Is just he left, and then somebody else came on.
Right.
And then they released that first picture, and it looked, you know, just Paul Rudd by a bridge.
Yeah, no costume. Like, he's a traveler or.
And his face is kind of beaten up.
Yeah.
And it's just like there's a dark overtone to the entire shot. Sorry.
Right.
Degree in film. So it's just, it made it more look like a serious tone.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, that, you know, not even 5-10 seconds of the teaser trailer
Yeah.
Even looked a little more serious than.
Slightly ominous.
And then, I'm not too sure if you saw this, they released the cover of the upcoming Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you saw it.
He looks goofy.
Yeah.
And
but that's Paul Rudd.
That's Paul Rudd. I know that. I don't know if I'm feeling that, but, you know, hey, I'm keeping an open mind.
Look, you know what? You're right. Not sure what to expect, but go back to Guardians and think that it had a talking raccoon, you know? And
yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I am more excited about it now than I have been in the past. Not that I'm dying to see it, but my interest has been much more piqued than it has been, you know, since Edgar was cast aside.
Yeah, I saw this one mock-up somebody did. Is someone took a picture. It looks like Mjolnir is falling on Ant-Man.
I thought that was pretty funny.
But, you know, hey, I'm keeping an open head. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
What's the release date on it, do you know?
It is definitely
the summer, right?
Yeah, July 17th. It's going to be interesting. I am curious, you know. But this one, I got to say it, as I always say it before, keep the goddamn mask on.
Yeah, I know. It's been too many shots, and maybe it's intentional. Too many shots without him with that helmet on.
That's what makes me nervous, because it's Paul fucking Rudd, and his face is out there everywhere.
Yeah, so maybe they're doing it now so everybody knows that it's Paul Rudd in the costume, and hopefully he'll leave that freaking helmet on.
If he doesn't, I swear to God, I'm going to be pissed off if he takes it off every 5 minutes. That's going to piss me off, but...
You ever see... I just saw it recently. I'm sure you have. It's I don't know what comic it's from. It's a 5 or 6 panel page, and it's him in the shower, and I forget who's showering, but he's watching one of the girls shower.
That was actually that was Eric O'Grady.
Yeah, I love that. And so, and they just zoom in on his face. One of the panels is just his face, and he's just smirking.
It's that was actually Kirkman wrote that.
That is so funny.
Insufferable Ant-Man, wasn't that? I think it was. Yeah. That guy was just, I mean, that was a tongue-in-cheek series to begin with, but that guy was such a scumbag.
Yeah, but it's a funny page.
Yeah, because the most hilarious thing is it's the S.H.I.E.L.D. helicarrier's women's locker. All those women could kick his ass 7 ways to Sunday.
Oh, my God. So, what'd you think of Peggy Carter so far?
I'm enjoying it. I'm liking it a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I do have to say is it's already got more Marvel Comics references than the entire first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And more likable characters?
Yeah. Seriously. You know, I swear to God. And I want to say this is why I think it is one of who the showrunner is. One of the showrunners is Tara Butters, whose husband is Mark Guggenheim.
Are you name dropping?
I am name dropping. Who is the most, you know, one of the most successful comic franchise so far?
Arrow.
Freaking Arrow, yeah, man. And come on, a married couple working in the same industry—they don't share ideas. I'm sorry, they got to be working together somehow. And they, you know, I'm sorry, this is, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. people, please watch this, and this is how they do it right.
You know, it's funny, I was watching it with my son, and he was saying, like, you know, who's the main character, you know, and she's the main character, and then he turns to me and says, well, there's no main character on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he's Ted. I'm like, no, there isn't.
No. One thing I didn't know.
I'm going to put you in touch with Brian, he'll tell you all.
One thing I did notice, she had work done on her face.
What was the difference between, you think she had work done after the, well, obviously she must have.
Yeah.
They showed her in the movie.
They showed her in the movie.
Showed her after, and she does look her face, significantly different.
Yeah, her face looks, it's just like, it looks like it's stretched a little. I really think she had a facelift.
You think?
I think so, man.
I was kind of chalking it up to be something like they had, since it was a movie, since they took it from the first Avenger, that maybe the makeup was a little different.
No, I could accept that, you know, but, you know, Stark looked the same.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, she has some work done, man.
I was kind of hoping that Howard would be in a little bit more. I'm hoping he's in it more. I like him a lot.
Yeah. I am liking Jarvis.
I like Jarvis so far. I think it's funny how he's sort of henpecked a little bit or whatever, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
There was some action. You know, I really wasn't sure, you know, how they were going to pull off the whole late 40s kind of feel, but it's working.
It's working, and it doesn't really feel. It's funny. It's just like watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It feels like it's on a back lot.
Yeah.
Watching this show, I know it's on a back lot, but it doesn't feel like a back lot.
Yeah. You know, only thing, and you can't do anything about it. Everything, clean's not the right word, but everything's too clean. Everything's too perfect. You know what I mean? But that's just, I'm nitpicking, of course.
But that's also, the time, it was also a different time. Things were a lot cleaner and neater back then, too, I hate to say it.
Yeah. Is she putting on that accent, or is she an American actress?
I know she's British.
She is British.
Yeah.
And she does a pretty good American accent.
Yeah. Dude, this is just one episode in. I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I'm hooked. You know, I had my doubts at first. But, now I'm hooked.
I want what I didn't like, and it's just a reflection of the times, mm-hmm. is how much dicks the guys are being to her.
I know.
This is a sign of the times. But I hope, at some point she's going to, come out on her own, and that will probably always be there, but, I want Peggy to, put these guys in their place.
Did you?
Let's get the guy at the luncheonette.
Yeah. Did you catch this? What she said? This is posted today that she wants to see about Agent Carter going through time traveling into the future.
Really?
So she could be on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That would be interesting. Why not?
Hey, stranger things have happened.
Now, Cap. In the comics, he's got a thing with Sharon Carter, right? That's her daughter.
No. This is where it gets muddled. It was originally, because the time, originally, he was with Peggy Carter
right.
back in the day, and then, he was frozen, he reappeared in the 60s. So it wasn't that long, but, now you got like a 20 to 30 year difference between the two.
Yes.
And then he hooked up with... at the time, Sharon, who was his sister.
Oh.
Later, yeah. That's been retconned into Peggy being the aunt.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
For the longest time, because it's like nobody aged in comics.
Yeah.
And they never explained that one. But they eventually retconned it, so it was just, now it makes more sense that she's the aunt and everything.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of crossovers, mm-hmm. it's going slightly off topic. There's been past couple days, I don't know if you've seen all the Supergirl kind of rumors floating around.
Yeah, I saw the wish list. Yeah, not wish
list. Yeah, okay.
Possibly a candidate. Yeah.
And I keep reading that they want, and now quotes, they want to have her crossover into Arrow and Flash.
Yeah.
I say make it happen, man.
I just
think it's funny. The show, they're not even in production yet. No. And they're talking, let's get the show on the air, and then we'll talk about having crossovers.
Well, it's the same guy, Bernadette. He's doing all three shows. And, technically, even though it's on a different network, they could do it because it's all done by the same production company.
Yeah. And then I think, and you can or say I was wrong. I think yesterday I saw.
You're wrong.
Wouldn't be the first time. Remember, I like Batman Forever.
Yes.
I haven't reminded anybody that in a long time. That the producers, they want a Batman crossover on Arrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're getting ahead of ourselves here a little bit. But Gotham yesterday, I really took note to the technology they were using. And the cars that they're driving, you are absolutely right. They are driving like late 70s, early 80s vehicles, and they're on cell phones.
Yeah.
So there's no real firm time frame.
Fuck you very much, Tim Burton, for that one.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. Back to Peggy Carter.
Back to what you were saying about Supergirl with the crossover, that's pretty much what been... the TV universe Trinity.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right about that.
Because you got your Batman, you got your Superman, now you got your Wonder Woman.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could dig it.
Yeah. And as we said before, if they don't ever refer to Superman, I'm fine with that.
Just don't say cousin 50 million
times. Yeah, 50 million times, yeah.
That's all I ask.
Yeah, it just made me think of that as we're talking about her going forward. So, but yeah, for first episode, Agent Carter, I like.
Yeah.
It's six episodes or eight episodes?
Eight episodes, which is, I think it's a smart idea. I mean, that's kind of how they do it over in, definitely in the UK on their shows.
Yeah.
I think it's a smarter plan because we in America, we run our shows to death.
Yeah.
We will run them down and they will not be funny anymore.
So what are you saying? Like they just do 8 to 10 shows at a shot and they call that a season?
You know, just call it a day and then see what happens. You know.
Oh, so not really, you're not really,
it's not
tied down to doing a season.
Yeah. Then if you feel like doing another season, you come back with another season.
Okay.
Another 8 episodes. I mean, that's, you know, like shows like Red Dwarf and, you know, some of Doctor Who, that's, you know, they have shorter seasons.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, helps the longevity of a show.
Yeah.
At least over there, we in America, we want, you know, 26 episodes and we'll run it, you know, and
10 for 10 seasons.
Yeah. It's just, and just run it until, you know, jump the shark.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much. That's what we do here with our shows.
Well, it should be interesting then if this is popular, what happens in the fall if they pick it up for a full season commitment or they do 13 episodes? Well, you know, cable generally does 13 episodes.
Right.
For a quote-unquote season.
Yeah. I mean, I can see this airing again during the summer when it's, like, quiet and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
How would she fit in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? That's interesting.
Oh, that's easy. Kill Coulson and she takes over.
No.
She'll be the boss.
I know.
Because she's not a number two.
I mean, like, how she would, like Cap was when he woke up and he's in New York. I wonder how she would find her fitting in into current New York.
God.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought.
You know, speaking of Cap, I started thinking about this the other day, because I started thinking about, you know, now that you brought up Cap, it's just, I started thinking about the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And the ending of that film.
Yeah.
And now we got Avengers Age of Ultron coming on. Why the hell isn't Steve still looking for Bucky like he said he was?
Well, I don't know for sure.
There's this big gap in the story right now, it just seems.
But it looks like some of Age of Ultron takes place in Europe.
But it seems like that might be after the fact, because, you know, you see that party scene, and it's like, if...
Maybe he gets sidetracked.
I don't know, it's just like... The takeaway I got from you know, Winter Soldier, like, he's a man on a mission now. This is his sole mission. And also, where the fuck is the Falcon?
Yeah.
It's like, now I'm having issues with this. It's just like, I feel like they're just like...
Universe?
Yeah, but then again, my comic mind goes back. It's just like, okay, sometimes they don't, you know, in comics, they don't reference other crap that's going on.
They're doing other things, like... Yeah. The Batman titles don't necessarily tell the same story.
Yeah, or, you know, like, you know, the individual members of the League or the Avengers, you know, what's going on in their books sometimes doesn't affect the team books. I know that. It's just, I'm just...
But it is, I know what you're saying, because it is a little bit different for some reason. I guess because the movies only come out once, well, in this case, they're coming out, you know, once a year, but... The space isn't like we're reading the comic and every week a comic is coming out.
Yeah, and it's just like this. I found Winter Soldier, you know, it's one of my favorite Marvel films right now, and it's just to leave it hanging like that. I'm just like,
No, I haven't seen it since the movies. I'm gonna get it and watch it.
I keep watching it,
especially watching the beginning scene or the end scene of a First Avenger when they're talking to each other. I'm like, I have First Avenger. I was like, I want to watch First Avenger, and then I want to get Winter Soldier. Yeah, I like him as Cap, man. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's good.
And did you see he's in that new movie, that Call of Duty movie?
It's not a movie, it's a video
game. It's not a movie?
No, it's just a video game.
That's all it is? That's all he's doing?
That's what everyone's doing. These are cutaway scenes for the game.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
They got a whole bunch of stars.
For real?
They got Kevin Spacey, some other
people. I saw that. And that's all they do is just cutaway scenes.
Yeah.
Wow. I should be a gamer. I think I missed that train, man. I missed that train a long time ago.
Don't look at me. I don't have the coordination.
I don't either, man. Not even a little bit.
God, give me a trackball and a joystick and I'm a happy person.
I can't even barely handle that anymore. My son's playing Little Big Planet. I'm sure you've seen it. And yeah. I said to him today, do you think I could play this? He's like, yeah, Dad, it's only... And he starts showing me the buttons. I'm like, forget it. It's too much. I'll watch you play.
God.
Well, anyway, another thing that came out the last couple days is, maybe it may have even been today, about the Gambit movie.
Yeah.
That got bumped, right? It got bumped up.
Yeah, it did. And Tatum, Channing Tatum is the one who really spilled the beans, but no one's saying anything about it.
He seems like he's really psyched to do this movie.
Yeah, he does seem like he's excited.
Why did they bump it, though? Do you have any thoughts?
Maybe just they don't want to lose the momentum.
You think that's what it is?
Possible.
Are they talking 2016, right?
2016, October 2016.
Yeah, wow.
And, you know, X-Men Apocalypse is supposedly shooting soon, I think.
Well, you know what the problem is? That I got to keep in mind, this is Fox. It's not Marvel / Disney. And Fox has their own slate of movies. That's where I forgot that was a Fox release.
Yeah.
Now it kind of makes sense why they're bumping it up.
Now I'm hearing about rumors of two people for a Deadpool 2. And
I saw that.
I recognize one of the guys. The other guys, I got no clue who the hell he is.
Are they linked to any parts?
That's the thing. It doesn't say who they're linked to.
Yeah. Yeah, now that we're talking about it, it does make sense because they definitely want to carry, Fox wants to carry on the momentum.
Yeah.
Of the X-Men and expand that cinematic universe.
I mean, it's got that, it's going to be interesting because they got, Isaac, what's his name?
Hayes?
No, not Isaac Hayes. What is this?
I could have went with Newton.
Oscar Isaac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Isaac, oh my god, I suck. Oscar Isaac as Apocalypse.
Okay.
I know there's going to be all kinds of uproar and crap like that, because he doesn't look like the comics, but he's a solid actor.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. I think he'll do a good job.
Actually, Apocalypse, I don't know if he's been gone, but the character's back in the comics.
God.
And that whole Axis thing.
I'm not a big
fan. I know, it's...
Well, not just that. I've never been a fan of Apocalypse and Mr. Sinister. I'm not a big fan of... It's... When you're not a cosmic villain and you're uber powerful, I just have an issue with that.
Is he too much like Thanos?
Not even. It's just like... It's just, I just want somebody godlike to wipe his ass, you know, kick his ass to next Sunday. It's just, that's the thing. It's just like, here's a guy on a Thanos level, but he's not cosmic.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I have a problem with that.
He's Egyptian, though.
Yeah.
That makes him quasi cosmic, I suppose. So, do you not like, and I'm not saying this right, do you like Gambit? And not crazy about Tatum or whatever the hell his name is? Tatum? Or you just...
Can't see it. Everything I've seen...
I should pull that accent off, man.
Yeah, it's just everything I've seen Tatum in is just... I don't think he's that strong of an actor, to be honest with you. Somebody to pull off somebody like Gambit. I mean, it's... Costume-wise, I don't feel they should go with a costume. I think they should use the Ultimates look. Where it was just him, you know, all he was wearing is, you know, a pair of jeans, sneakers, a trench coat.
I was going to say, there had to be an overcoat.
Yeah, he had a, you know, brown trench coat and a t-shirt, and I don't think they should go any more complex than that.
I'm fine with that.
you know, I don't think he needs a costume like, you know, when Wolf was in the solo movies.
He's gotta have the longer hair though. Don't you think?
I could live, you know, depending, I could live without that.
He's got the same power in the Ultimate Universe, right? He's
starting
to charge shit up.
But, you know, unlike what they did in Origins, they gotta have him throw the cards.
Yeah, I like that. That's always a nice little touch.
Yeah, it's that kind of bothered me. I don't know why they did it that way. He's like Bullseye, but, you know, he's got the kinetic powers.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they did that in the Wolverine Origins film, I was just like, nah, I want to see him throw it. It's cooler.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the character. I don't have a problem with the character. It's...
I can't see him as he just seems too 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, and like I said, I've seen Channing Tatum in a bunch of other things, and I've liked him in it. You know, I really want to see this film Foxcatcher with him in it.
Yeah.
But you know, I at the same time I saw that trailer for Jupiter Rising by the Wachowski sibling.
Oh, yeah.
And that, she just looks, he's trying too hard in that.
Is it that movie?
Yeah, he's the hero. Yeah. He's got these elf ears and stuff, and it's just like, and he's got the moves, but it's just, I don't know, something about it, it's off.
Yeah.
And Warner's wondering why they're hemorrhaging money. As of this moment, I can't, until I see it on film,
yeah, or see some pictures.
With him, I can't even see with a picture. I need to see it moving, honestly, before I can make a real judgment. But at this point in time right now, I just don't feel it's good casting.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's excited about the role, but I just can't see it yet.
You know, I don't know if we've ever talked about this. Are you a fan of the X-Men?
Yeah.
You are? Okay. I wasn't sure if I knew that or not.
Yeah, you know, they're old, you know, they got in,
came well, a time. You're a fan of the X-Men, I'm talking like 90s X-Men, you know.
Yeah, it's, you know, Claremont's last good run I really liked, yeah. And some of that other stuff afterwards was pretty cool. You know, it started to get weird after a while, so, you know, it's just, I know exactly when it got weird.
You do know when?
Yeah, Astonishing X-Men for me. No,
what's that?
No, I know where I jumped off. Of course, I just remembered.
What?
Morrison. honestly. I
you talk about Morrison quietly run?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never read that either.
I there's only one thing Morrison did right in that.
Mm-hmm.
He turned the school into an actual school. And he opened it up from 20 students to like a couple hundred.
Like a public school?
Like a private school would be.
Okay.
And I'm like, gee, only took somebody how many years to do that? I mean, how elite is this school if you only, I mean, think about it. Just like it was a school for gifted youngers when Stan Lee Kirby created it.
Yeah.
How exclusive was it if it's only 5 students? Elitist dicks. Their football team must have sucked too.
Yeah, I never read that one either. Then I was, because you're talking, it's like 2000, right?
Right when the movie came out. So
yeah, I wasn't.
Yeah, they tried to emulate. I don't know who emulated who.
Yeah, the leather look.
Oh god, it was just so goddamn awful with that Quigley art and just. And then it's just I'm not a fan of Emma Frost either. It's I hate her to a passion.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she's an all right character now, actually.
I can't stand her.
She she's interesting now.
I don't know. She's a fucking code name.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say. I mean, forget, even Professor Xavier goes by Professor X. She's a fucking code name.
Hey, again, going off topic here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see on Bleeding Cool? They got a rumor going on that they want to. Not that they want to, but they're going to kill Terry McGinnis.
Yeah, there was a. I think that comes from. It's funny because I think they're trying to match it up to the Jeb Loeb run of Superman Batman. Remember that series? His last story arc.
Awesome run.
Yeah.
With Ed McGinnis, right?
Yeah, the first story arc and the last story arc were Ed McGinnis. And the last story arc was just kind of weird and out there.
Yeah.
But it was kind of fun, but at the same time, it's just like Bizarro goes to, you know, and he ends up on this world, and it's him as Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
Not Terry. And a lot of people were like, is this a typo? And they were like, kind of, yes, no, maybe.
Well, I don't know how I feel about this. I don't really think I want them. I don't have an allegiance to Terry, but what I cannot stand is Red Robin.
No, I can't stand that either.
It's not that I don't like Tim at all. I like Tim Drake.
Me too.
I hate Red Robin.
The name.
And I'm going through the comics, and I hate they refer to him as Red Robin. You know, the hangout in the Batcave, hey, Red Robin.
It's like Red Robin and Robin.
Yeah, it's awful. It really is.
Everyone was supposed to move.
Red Hood, Red Robin.
Yeah.
Red Robin is a restaurant.
Red Robin.
You got it.
You know, and what happened was everyone was supposed to move up a notch.
Yeah.
You know, Bruce goes away. You know, Dick becomes Batman. Damian becomes Robin. And Tim theoretically was supposed to become Nightwing.
Yeah.
But Dido, hitting the Nightwing hating machine that he was, said no. And then we ended up with Red Robin.
God, it's so awful.
We
had the precedent because of that miniseries that Alex Ross did.
Yeah, Kingdom. It was good in Kingdom Come.
Absolutely, it worked in Kingdom Come because that's only a miniseries.
And I like the costume, and then I liked when they trimmed it down. I mean, I thought it was hilarious. I read the series.
Yeah.
As much as I hated the name, I thought it was good writing in the series because I liked him.
Are you talking about Kingdom Come?
No, I'm talking about the Red Robin mini.
Oh, okay.
Series, not.
Sorry, yeah.
So I like the character, so I followed the series, and he was, you know, his ex girlfriend Stephanie ends up becoming Batgirl with, you know, and they end up running into each other, and her first comment is like, "What's up with the Dr. Midnight costume?"
Yeah.
And then he trimmed it down, and the artist who did it made it look nice and sleek, and I think it's a great costume. I think keep the costume, lose the name.
Yeah, I liked it, just like you just said. I like the costume. I've liked all the variations of the costume. It's not the costume. The name is awful.
Except the costume he has now is a little busy.
It is. I'm granted, but I kind of like the wings in lieu of the cape.
Yeah.
But
it's, I mean, it's drawn by Brett Booth, and, you know, it's like everything in the New 52, they're trying to go back to the, you know, Image era.
Yeah.
With all the costume designs, anyhow.
Yeah.
And Brett Booth just went a little happy with this, I think. I mean, you know, like you, I kind of like the wings a little better, but I do think there's, like, you know, the bandoliers need to be gone and stuff, and, you know, it's, sometimes less is more, you know?
Oh, absolutely. So what's interesting then is, if this is true, what is Tim Drake's name going to be? Batman Beyond?
I don't know. They refuse to name anybody Nightwing.
Huh.
You know, it's fucking ridiculous.
And speaking of Nightwing, I don't think his book's doing too well.
No, it isn't.
Grayson's not doing well at all.
People are just not into it. They don't want to see, you know, people, longtime fans of Dick don't want to see Dick like this. They want to see him in as Nightwing or as Batman. They don't want to see him in this spy thing where he doesn't kill anyone. It's just horrible.
I got the first couple issues. I think I got up to issue 3 and I bailed. It's just, it's not, whatever.
It's horrible.
It's not Nightwing. It's not supposed to be Nightwing, but it's not Nightwing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's undercover mission for Batman and the secret organization.
Batman's like, I don't know what's going on now, but he would only check in with Batman like at 2 panels or page post in each issue. So I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Especially after that shirtless homoerotic fight.
Oh my god, that's so bad. That was terrible.
Oh god.
whatever.
Why don't they always gotta fuck with Grayson?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just like there's one time it's just like he was the most respected man. He was the one guy who could tell Superman what to do without a problem. Even Batman couldn't do that. That's how well respected, you know, he came. I mean, he's a better leader than Batman ever was. He's a better team player because he's been on a team since he was a teenager.
Yeah.
Batman, you know, really isn't a team player.
He's his own man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, it's, I'm sorry. It's just like, I've always found, you know, Grayson a lot more superior than.
Well, maybe with Convergence, we'll see some sort of resurrection of Nightwing.
Well, there is a series coming out about exploring the unanswered love issue between Barbara Gordon and Grayson.
During Convergence?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's...
You know, so we can get everybody hooked for two issues and then take it away.
Yeah, it is called Nightwing and Oracle.
Oh.
So it's, you know, Barbara back in the chair the way...
She's meant to be.
I hate it. I didn't want to say that, but...
I know you did. That's why I said it.
I just, you know, I like her better as Oracle. I think she's a stronger character.
Yeah, agreed. All around.
And I really like Cassandra Cain a lot. Stephanie didn't, you know, was okay, but I like Cassandra a lot better as Batgirl.
So did I.
You know, I wasn't so, you know, after...
I liked it better when her whole mask was all covered up.
I go back and forth on that one. Not too sure how I feel. It's like, there were some issues where she was wearing the old costume and it looked good on her there, so. Yeah. I don't know, but still.
Listen, speaking of Batgirl, I'm trying to think where I saw it. I think it was in Batman Forever, or whatever the hell that weekly book is called. They're all standing around in the Batcave. It could have been at the end of Batman and Robin. It's in one of the recent issues.
Okay.
So they're all standing around, the family standing around, it's Batman, it's Red Robin, Red Hood, no Nightwing of course, and Batgirl. And Batgirl's in her new costume, right?
Yeah.
And
I kind of saw that panel. I can't remember. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? I like her costume. I like it a lot. It just does not fit.
No, and Red Hood makes a comment. I can't
remember. Yes, he does. So you did say that.
Yeah, the Hood makes a comment, and she makes something back about his jacket.
Yeah.
And it was just like, ooh. But of course, yeah, no Grayson whatsoever.
No Grayson, and whatever.
And now we have a superpowered Damian.
Yeah, I don't know. I know how you feel about Damian. I kind of like Damian. He is a Morrison creation. That is the one Morrison creation that you like.
You know, how come everybody has these high-tech battle suits?
Uh-huh.
He's got the goddamn chucks on.
I don't know.
He's
a kid.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't buy it. I like the rest of the design of the costume.
Yeah,
it should just be dark green boots, not fucking lace up.
I know. I know what you're saying. It doesn't. I know it bothered me more than that, and still bothers me is the hood.
It doesn't bother me so much.
That's funny. And I think it was Nightwing when he was Batman.
Oh, whacked it on his head.
Yeah, it was really like busting his balls about having a hood.
I think when I don't like it when it's up. I agree with you there, but for some reason on the costume,
yeah.
The contrast I kind of like.
Oh God, I know what you're saying. But speaking of hoods, you know who it doesn't work for at all? Shazam.
Oh God.
Why is Captain Marvel walking around with a fucking hood on?
Who?
Oh, I'm sorry, Shazam.
Oh.
Probably because he's really a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah, hoodies are cool to kids.
I know they are. Whatever.
Middle of fucking 90 degrees out and they're wearing a fucking hoodie with their hood up. I just want to... I want to take the ties and just tie it tightly shut so they can't see a goddamn thing. I don't know. These new 52 designs are very hit and miss.
Well, we'll see. It's Convergence is coming. We're on the fast track.
Will it stay?
Will it stay? You wonder, we got a couple more minutes left. You want to talk about Gotham?
Oh, can we please?
You know, for a second, when in the show, when the doctor's there, when the female doctor's there, I had my fingers crossed or folded together, hoping that she was not going to be Harlene Quinzel.
They announced it in advance who she was.
They did? I wasn't paying attention.
They said she was going to be Tompkins.
Oh, you know what? Now that you say it, and we even talked about it, it just didn't cross my mind.
That ugly whack job who's married to Booger. No, she's not even married to Booger. Her husband passed away. Oh, my God. The whack job who was on Moonlighting, who played the nurse.
Oh, yeah, the nurse.
Oh, my God. The entire episode was just... God, Bullock saved it. It's just, he was a more relaxed Bullock. I like the way.
Was he different? Wait, tell me the truth. Is it because we haven't seen him in a month, or was he different that episode?
He was different that episode.
He definitely was more, he had more of a, he was funnier in the show.
He was funnier. He was more of a team player. He was, it was like a completely different character. And
yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous.
He was good. Who else was pretty good in the show? Somebody else was all right. Gordon was okay. He was all right. He was better than he has been the last couple. Oh, I like the thing with Penguin still. And Fish is number two. I like that whole mob thing. I mean, it's all right.
Yeah, and you know, it's...
But the main story in Arkham...
God, that sucked. I did like the fact that he's referring, that Penguin is referring himself as the Penguin.
Yeah, he did say that. It was pretty good.
And, you know, it's... But I'm just like, this show has no hope. And I saw a lot of reviews about it, and a lot of people are saying the same thing I am.
What's that?
About too much bad elements in there.
Was there a lot this time besides Doctor?
Well, you have the electrocutioner.
Yeah, of course.
No, and it was just, it was campy, it was goofy, it was...
Barbara's gotta go, man.
Barbara's gotta go. And
that whole, I don't get it.
And then the stereotypical clueless guy in charge.
Yeah.
Oh my God, how many times have we seen that in the show?
Yeah. But that's where Bullock was good, because he was really... handling him.
I know, but it's just like that entire role has been overplayed in TV and cinema and everything. It's just...
And no, Bruce wasn't in it at all, right?
No Bruce.
No Bruce at all.
No Bruce.
There's a problem with that, necessarily. I thought that was odd.
You know, Isley was back. You know, along with Selena.
I wonder how long... He's going to be in Arkham.
I don't know. But that entire backstory with Barbara was just like, it seemed like she was a drug user, and I was just like, what? Where the fuck are we going with this?
Yeah, because wasn't the episode before the season break, she was back with that girl. And then
Montoya. She was back with Montoya.
Yeah, and then and then they're breaking up this episode.
And then they're breaking up, and it's just like,
it was unnecessary.
What the fuck's going on?
I don't know.
And now she thinks it's another girl. That's like, oh my God.
I mean, clearly she sounded like a little girl.
And what the fuck is she getting pissed at? And women?
Yeah, I don't know.
Women who are listening to the show? Yeah. If you're the ones who leave and your guy decides to sleep with somebody else, don't fucking get pissed. Your own goddamn fault.
Yeah.
The fuck asked you to leave? Christ.
I don't know.
It's just, oh my God.
It's just, but is Barbara Gordon, is she a good character? Like, I'm trying to remember her. She's not really that great of a character, is she?
In comics or TV show?
No, in the comics.
She's barely memorable. She was, actually, she was non-existent until year one.
I'm trying to
honestly,
think.
Yeah, she was a character created by, we never really saw the mother. It was a weird, this is where it really gets muddled, the history of the entire Gordon history.
Yeah.
It's just very, very muddled.
I remember one book. I don't know if it was a miniseries or it was from an actual book where he was complaining about her being a pain in the ass. Not in those words, but she wasn't like a good person.
Yeah, that was All-Star Batman and Robin. She was a drunk there.
Was that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I remember in Dark Knight, they were older and
that was Sarah.
Oh, that's right. There you go.
Yeah. Like I said, the first time that Barbara appeared was, I really do believe it was Batman Year One, if I'm not mistaken.
Huh.
It was
interesting.
It's, the entire thing is kind of, it's like Barbara Gordon was Commissioner Gordon's daughter, and they retconned it where she was actually, the relationship was, he was the uncle who adopted her and became the father. It's all so muddled, man.
Yeah. I like it as she's his daughter.
I don't know. You have a son and you name him after yourself. It's the junior or the second, or, but what are you doing? For some reason, I always found that a little odd. It's just like, okay, your wife's name is Barbara and your daughter's name is Barbara.
I don't know. Maybe they were just stretching that day.
It just seemed a little weird to me. It's just like, what is that? I've never heard of anything like that. Someone naming their daughter after the mother when they're still alive.
What is the deal with Jim's son?
In the comic books.
Yeah, in the comics. I'm not familiar with him.
Again, it's just like he was created by Miller for Year One.
Yeah.
And then dropped out of existence for years, and then right before the, no, yeah, right around the new, either before the new 52 or right when the 52 came out, you found out he was a serial killer.
Yeah. He's a whack job.
He's a whack job. That was weird that they really didn't mention him for the longest amount of time, even though they made Year One canon. Honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I remember reading that Batman Year One, and I was just like, wait a minute, that's a boy? Why isn't that Barbara? That threw me when I first read Batman Year One. Because it really was just like, I think that shocked me more than anything else. Because I don't ever remember, like, again, it's just like, I don't remember Gordon ever having a son.
Well, in the new 52, he's a wanker.
Yeah.
And I just don't get why he's such a wanker.
Again, it's just, yeah.
Just what it is.
Yeah, it's what causes somebody to become a psychopath.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was some sort of motivation or not.
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah. You know, again, it's just, I can't really say I followed it so strongly as I did in the past, but I know anime fans are up in arms already.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Scarlett Johansson is going to be the lead character in Ghost in the Shell. It's already being called a
whitewash?
Yeah. Well, Ghost in the Shell is one of these things that's kind of, it's like, it really took off. It started off as a standalone movie, and it was very heavily inspired by William Gibson's, techno thrillers.
Yeah.
Future noir type, with everybody jacks in. Huh?
Like Neuromancer?
Neuromancer, that's the book, yeah. So it was very inspired by that. It took place again in Neo Tokyo. All the characters are Japanese. Then it became, they expanded upon it. There was three TV shows based on it.
Okay.
Even though the movie was kind of, had a beginning, middle, and an end.
It was self-contained.
Yeah, it was self-contained, and they did a retcon, and the series was pretty good. I enjoyed it a lot. But now they're doing, Scarlett Johansson's going to be in the lead of this, and I think they got to change the names.
Because they're like Japanese names, aren't they?
They are all Japanese names, yeah. The U.S. is one of their enemies.
Interesting. I don't have much knowledge on it. I'm not really into anime. I've seen Akira.
Yeah, I'm not like a heavy anime person. I mean, there's one or two I like. Ghost in the Shell just happens to be one of the ones I like. That's why I'm familiar with it.
Is it worth picking up? Like, should I watch the movie first? Like, how should I start? Where should I start with that?
You can start either or.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally like the TV show better just because it expands upon a lot more.
Yeah.
And I find it more interesting. It just, you know, it goes further with, you know, all the characters and adds new characters.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called a Standalone Complex. It's Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex.
Okay.
The movie is definitely worth checking out, too.
But she's playing the main character, right?
She's playing the main character. So I'm kind of curious how that's going to play out.
I wonder if her role in Lucy kind of helped that along.
Possible. But yet, we still have no female Black Widow. We don't have a Black Widow film. The Black Widow pretty much stole a lot of the scenes in Iron Man 2, in Avengers,
she's had
in Winter Soldier.
She's been
give her a fucking movie. Give the character a movie already.
Right.
It will sell.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I mean, obviously, you know, her name will sell. Female action films obviously sell.
Yeah.
Give the fucking Widow a film.
Listen, anytime she's working, I'll watch a picture she's in.
Christ, I mean, hell, if they're still unsure, do it a fucking Hawkeye Black Widow film.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of which, did you see that somebody caught him in the Hawkeye costume again?
No.
Yeah, there's something going around where he's filming something, but he's being really cagey about what he's filming and why. Just, you know, they're speculating that it's a reshoot, or maybe it's not. Maybe he's doing something besides.
Well, it's got to be one of three things. It's either A, a reshoot, B, one of these mini movies that they used to do.
Yeah, there you go. They're calling it a mystery project.
Or C, it could be the end thing.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Here, wait a minute. Your guy is teasing that he could show up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Clark Gregg teased the possibility that he could end up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Maybe.
Just saying. So as we're sitting here doing the show, the Ant-Man trailer gets leaked online.
Yeah.
And we both just sat through it and watched it.
Yes.
What'd you think of it, Brian? We both just literally, this is first impression right off the top.
Okay, if Pim says Scott one more time, I'm going to scream. Every word was Scott.
Scott.
Scott. Scott.
Scott.
Scott.
I liked him riding the bee. That was kind of cool.
Flying ant, yeah.
That's what I meant.
It just, I don't know. The CGI looked a little campy in it.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it yet.
Yeah. It was alright. I have to watch it again.
It's not like with the Galaxy, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, where it just kind of grabbed me. It's just,
I wonder if there's a little bit of an identity crisis going on here. Like, it doesn't know what kind of movie to be.
I got that impression.
You did, right?
I mean, it was just like, you know, after this long dramatic speech by Pym and Scott's, you know, of course, Rudd is,
okay. But that's it, man.
I know, but that's the problem. Play against type.
I know.
This is what I can't stand. These actors get, some of these actors just get stuck in the same type a role all the goddamn time, and everybody likes it. And it's just like, I like it better when they play against type, like, you know, yeah. Like Jim Carrey, when he does some of like a creepy role, like the number 23, or Robin Williams when he played in One Hour Photo. It's just, I love it when somebody plays against their type. It just makes, you know, it's, and I'm just not, I mean, Janet's hair looks such like a wig, it's not even funny.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling it yet, man.
Not yet.
Not yet. I am.
The reaction online tomorrow should be interesting.
Yeah, check out a Marvel site if you want.
No, I'll go to somewhere else.
Yeah, I know. I should go to a site that actually does that.
I'll go to a comic site that talks both sides of the street. And I just
yeah, go. Yeah. God.
You go to a Marvel site, it'll be the second coming.
Yeah. This is the best memory ever!
Oh, my God.
It's a teaser. We saw some things.
Still 5 months away.
I know. Just at this second right now, I'm just not.
Right, we were saying this right off the top. Didn't really have time to think about it.
No, but I just keep thinking back to what Edgar Winter filmed.
Yeah.
And what he filmed, I felt, was a lot more superior than what I just saw.
Yeah.
And that's my first impression.
Well, you know what? I'll probably watch it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
And,
I should be getting an email from Disney about it soon.
So, again, what do you got going on this week? You got anything new and exciting up coming up?
No. On the 14th, I'll be having a review of Chris Hemsworth's new film, Black Hat.
Really?
Yes.
Are you going to the movies?
Yes, I am.
Look at you, man. Good for you.
Yeah. So, I'll be seeing that. I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
Looks a little different. Then again, how many hackers look like Chris Hemsworth? Except in movies.
It is a movie.
It is a movie. So I got that going on, and, pretty much as I look at the calendar right now, I realize I'm probably about, we are 1 month away from Toy Fair, so I gotta get my ass in gear.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that.
God, so much planning. How about yourself?
I got nothing right now, to be honest with you. I'm a little behind on my stuff. I gotta take some pictures. I gotta write some stuff, man. But when I do, you'll be able to find it on casterscorner.com.
Exactly.
And Brian, too. We can find us both on casterscorner.com. You can find our old shows at thefanboyfactor.com.
And take us on the go with Stitcher or with iTunes.
Yep. Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Your subscribers are growing, man. I was checking it out.
That's always good to hear.
Yeah, and I'm not paying anybody to subscribe either. They're doing it on their own.
Woohoo!
All right, Brian. You have a good one, man.
You too, sir.
Talk to you.
Later.